You are listening to Hack.
Hack. Bullshit, it's an operational matter. Why won't you tell us?
With Steve Kinnane.
That was the craziest thing I've ever heard.
Sodomy. It's one of those words you don't hear much, is it? Unless someone's quoting a particular part of the Bible to you. But sodomy was talked about a lot yesterday at the Love In for Love Equality in Brisbane. A bunch of gay activists got together to protest against Queensland's sodomy laws. The only ones we have here in Australia that these particular laws prohibit 16 and 17-year-olds from having anal sex. John Frame runs Queer Radio at 4ZZZ, a community radio station in Brisbane, and he organised the protest. I asked him why he's so passionate about changing the law on this issue.
For 11 years, I've been presenting a gay and lesbian community radio program on 4ZZZ in Brisbane called Queer Radio. Through that program, I've met hundreds of men and women of various ages, and youth especially, I've found are the ones that suffer the most from the way the current society perceives homosexuality. And the only way that you can actually start to expect equal support, equal protection, equal acceptance and peer acceptance of youth is if the law itself says that it's okay to be gay. It's okay to do the sort of sex that comes naturally to you. And from there, all of the support services, etc., can support. It'll still take, even as this law changes, it'll still take, you know, a decade or so before you could expect full acceptance. But a couple of the young men I was speaking to yesterday, 16 to 17-year-olds, say that they feel that we're on the cusp of this acceptance.
What do you think it'll take for the law to change in Queensland?
It'll take more of the public being aware that it's an issue, because for the last 15 years, nearly, that the law's been in place, virtually no one has known that it's an issue. And it's going to take youth themselves telling the Attorney General, we want the law to change. Young, gay, and young heterosexual youth need to be contacting the Attorney General and saying, look, we need freedom of choice. We need to be respected as people who can make decisions for ourselves. And when I'm in bed with somebody and I'm loving that person in a sexual way, I want to know that anything that we choose to do that's safe and consensual is okay. That the police can't kick in the door and drag someone away and put them in jail for 14 years. What I see as the main problem with that law sitting there is that it actually prevents the acceptance of 16 and 17-year-old same-sex attracted youth. And it also stop safe sex education getting through to any 16 or 17-year-olds who might be thinking about doing anal intercourse.
So you've been trying to get the law changed for the last 5 years. Have you had any luck at all? I mean, have you got any interest whatsoever from the Queensland government?
The Attorney General, the current one and the one before him, have both said that they don't think it needs to be reformed.
What reasons have they given for that?
Well, he can virtually just say, well, his personal opinion is that it shouldn't be. And it's at odds then with the Queensland Anti-Discrimination Commissioner, Susan Booth, who has stated that in her opinion, the law does discriminate against 16 and 17-year-olds and it should be reformed. But the commission, the Anti-Discrimination Commission, can't force the government to reform the law. They can only express an opinion that it should be.
What do you think it is, John? Why are people so scared of talking about anal sex?
I think whenever anyone even mentions the word sodomy or anal intercourse, what they do is they have a mental picture of themselves doing the act. And if it happens to be something that they're uneasy with or that they personally find to be unattractive, then they find the whole topic to be unattractive. And most people, I've found, are not comfortable talking about anal intercourse in public. Or even in private conversations, they'll shy away from it.
As somebody yourself, John, who talks about it in public, how do they respond to you when you do raise it in public?
You'll see people be uneasy, and they're certainly always cautious about how other people will respond, even if it's not the way they themselves respond. Like for the Love In for Love Equality yesterday, a lot of people said to me, just don't use the word sodomy when you're promoting it. Because as soon as you say it, you're going to turn people off. Anal intercourse is something that young heterosexual people engage in as well as young homosexual or bisexual men. Like Lynn Hillier from La Trobe University told me that, in her opinion, conservatively 4% of all 16 to 19-year-old youth, male, female, gay or straight, will be choosing to do anal intercourse. And in Queensland, they're not getting safe sex information about it.
I've heard a lot of gay and lesbian activists don't see the sodomy laws as an issue. Is that correct?
Older activists themselves, they don't see it as a personal issue because, of course, they're not doing sex with people who are under 18. And in a way, older activists especially are paranoid that if they're seen to be promoting support and protection of youth, then they'll be accused of having some sort of a pedophilic subtext interest. So a lot of older activists won't take any part in this sort of campaign for law reform. They don't want to be seen to be looking for some sort of angle in to get with youth. And I think that that's really sad, that they haven't got the confidence in themselves to know that equality is something that we should all be standing up for.
That is John Frame, gay law reform activist in Queensland, who presents the Queer Radio Show on 4ZZZ, community radio in Queensland in Brisbane. If you want to find out more about the campaign to change Queensland's sodomy laws, go to the website queerradio.org. In WA, the opposition has promised to increase the age of consent for gay men to 18 if they win the election on Saturday week. Democrat Senator Brian Gregg has said if the coalition wins, they'll be the first government to recriminalise homosexuality anywhere in the world since Nicaragua did in 1990 following a military coup there.
It's disgusting, it's bullying, and it's truly unconscionable.
Hack with Steve Kinnane.